comfort the feeble-minded. Okay? Now, what does it mean to be feeble-minded? Well, you think of like someone who's handicapped. You can take it to that extent where it's just like maybe someone who is, you know, mentally ill or handicapped. We need to comfort them. But really, when it says feeble-minded, it's referring to someone who's weak-minded. Okay? And he says, hey, you need to comfort people who are weak-minded. Now, when I think of this, I think of people who are just easily afraid. Yeah. Right? Someone who is just easily scared. Yeah. You know, they hear about the Omicron. You know, they just kind of like lose it. Yeah. And what we have to do is comfort them and say, hey, it's okay. If you die, you go to heaven. I'm just kidding. No, we got to tell them, hey, everything's going to be okay. God is with us. And you know what? If you're serving the Lord and you're doing that which is right in the sight of God, at the end of the day, you know, you're in God's hands. Amen. And why worry about things that you can't change? Yeah, right. The worst thing that you can do as a Christian is worry about things that you have no control over. Yeah. Yep. That's stressful. Yep. That's a stressful life. When you're constantly thinking about what's going on in politics, with politicians, with the Omicron, with the vaccine. If you can't control it, why think about it? Right. It's only going to stress you out more.
Right.
So our job as pastors or as Christians is to comfort those who are weak-minded and strengthen their faith. Amen. Right. Yeah. Oh, man, what if they come and bomb us again? Then we could probably get a new building. I don't know. I don't think that far ahead. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Yeah. Okay. And it's important that we as Christians, as a church, we don't have an atmosphere of fear. We're not supposed to be fearful. We're supposed to be fearless.
Right.
You know, be strong and of good courage, the Bible says. And so, you know, and by the way, we shouldn't put people down if they're afraid. The Bible says to comfort them. And just tell them, hey, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. You have a church family. We're here for you. We can help you. You know, we're in this together kind of thing. Okay. It says, now we exhort your brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded. By the way, you know, with this whole Omicron, whatever, variant, you know, this man-made stuff that they got going on. Last year when this happened, there's a lot of feeble-minded people who were in our church.
Right.
And some of those feeble-minded people left. And you know what leaving did to them? Made them even more feeble-minded. They're even more afraid. Because if you're feeble-minded, the worst thing you could do is leave church. Because church is where we help you to gird up the loins of your mind. Where we strengthen your mind, we renew your mind, we increase your faith, we preach the word of God, we give you boldness, right? But people who are afraid, they say, well, I'm just going to take a break from church. You know what I mean? Because I'm just afraid. What if I just catch something or whatever? You're going to catch it. Don't you go to a grocery store? Don't you pick up the milk carton that hundreds of other people probably picked up? Don't you go to the gas station? I mean, do people touch that pump? You think viruses are only subject to, like, churches? Think about that. You know, we shouldn't be afraid of getting sick, by the way. Who would fear to get sick? Because that's just part of life. I mean, prior to 2020... we got sick all the time.
Right.
We got sick all the time. And some of you would get sick and still come to church, projectile vomiting and stuff. All of a sudden, coronavirus comes around. And it's just like, oh, no, but this is different. Folks, it's not different. Okay? And just to let new people know, we all got the coronavirus. We all got it. You guys remember that? We all got the coronavirus. Yeah, one of these people gave it to us. I'm looking at you, Gami. Because it's like, and then it just started spreading, and then it's like, and then you try to like, you're like, well, maybe I don't have it. And then the defining marker is when you eat, and you're like, I can't taste anything. Dang, I got it. You know. But folks, I mean. Don't let that impede you from just living your life, though.
That's right.
Especially serving God, right?